Welcome back to the second episode of Smite the Wicked. I'm Arta Simba, a knight in shining armor. And I apologize for the delay between episodes. I've been very busy rescuing damsels in distress. We're dismaying an ancient enemy today, but first, a word from our sponsor. This week's episode is sponsored by the Merchant Prince Wakanga Atomu. Looking for magic items? Trying to offload that enchanted mace that no one wants to use? Look no further than Wakanda's operations in Port Nyanzaru. From potions to spell scrolls to crystal balls, Wakanga's got you covered. Everything is ethically sourced, mostly obtained from evil wizards. Speaking of evil, I have a horrific specimen with me today. It's Bullrig, the Dragon Lord, a terrible green dragon with an excessive amount of facial jewelry.
Fuck you, Bullrig rules.
You might wonder, listeners, how I'm interrogating a dragon. I caught him in his human form and slapped on him some anti-magic braces. I've got him.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
In addition to his tasteless facial jewelry, he has disgustingly oily black hair. Ugh. Bullrig, where's your treasure hoard?
I guard it carefully. You'll never find out. It's so cleverly hidden, nobody would believe that you can press a stone into the rock in the engravings on the walls in my lair.
More specifically?
The crown on my head in the engraving has a diamond in it. It's so genius that you can press the diamond and a spiral staircase moves into place.
That is, extremely clever.
Bah! I see what you're doing to me.
That's right. Dragons are all so arrogant. It is easy to get information out of them when all they do is brag.
You would too if you were me. Humility, it's easy when you've never accomplished anything.
Why do you think your ego is so huge?
I have legions of worshippers. They pay me tribute, and in return, I don't poison them with my magnificent breath. I can't wait to choke you with it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When people start to worship you, that's when you know you're doing something right.
Enough of that. Do you ever work with any other dragons? Ones that I could, smite, for instance?
I've never felt the need to collaborate, but... You know, occasionally, Lord Jaerdyn Fekrag and I hatch some plans. He's a red dragon, you see, and thinks he's better than me, but I overlook it because he and I have devised some really clever schemes.
Such as?
We polymorph ourselves into humans and go into town to lure adventurers to certain tomb. Usually to our lairs. That way, we don't even have to transport all the magical gear they're wearing. And while we're in town, we enjoy getting boozed up in our human forms. I love a good mead.
That's disgusting, taking advantage of people like that.
I know. Don't you think I know? Of course, yes. People want to be good, and that makes them gullible.
Adventurers, this highlights the importance of doing your homework on quest givers. Are they legitimate dragon lords, or are they dragons in disguise?
No, no, don't do your homework. Shush, no, no, no. Blindly do whatever some stranger in a tavern tells you to.
Another evil plan exposed.
Oh, curse you! If I could get these braces off, I'd turn into my true form and halitosize you to death instantly.
I'm sure. Do you have any prisoners I need to free?
I have many royal family members imprisoned in utter despair. Prince Rainier, never remember, has foolishly foolish enough to believe me that he could fight me in my lair. I knocked him unconscious with my kobold worshippers. They feed him so that I never have to look at his miserable face. He thought he was so mighty. Now he has to live in his own filth.
If you're listening, Reynar, I'll find you.
No, you won't.
Oh, you don't think so?
No, you won't, because I... I have you now!
What? You changed into your dragon form, but that's impossible.
Suck on my poison breath.
Wait. Don't kill him.
I killed you.
Obviously you didn't. Balrig, I need Artis Simber for my podcast.
But he's a puny human, and I want to eat him.
I'll feed you another human. I'll feed you 10 humans. Is that fair?
I guess as long as you make them suffer.
Don't worry.
Am I just a puppet for your evil show, Azarak?
Precisely. Now sleep. Sweet dreams, you moron.
Well, that was actually quite entertaining.
I'm glad you had a good time. Thanks for not killing him.
Sure, anything for a friend. Can I take a little nibble out of him, though?
Okay, Balrig. I know you could swallow him whole, but just bite off one of his fingers. I still need him alive, you know.
Oh, sweet. Thank you. I sure appreciate that. You know, it's interesting being interrogated. I'm always on the other end of it.
Right? I learned a lot about torture from Artis Simber.
It's a neat exchange, especially when I know that no adventurer will ever capture me that way. It's good to have the experience.
Yes, Balrig. I think you will die peacefully of old age in your lair.
I sure hope so. All glory must come to an end one way or another. But that won't be for a very long time.
Yes, we have to savor every moment. Thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thanks to Balrig for joining us today. It was amusing having Artis believe he had gotten the better of an ancient green dragon. Artis claims that villains all have big egos, but I think he has a pretty big one himself. And we got to hear all about Balrig's operations, the secret lair, the dragon cultists, and the traps he sends adventurers into. Artis Simber does a whole lot of work for me. I guess I'll keep him alive a bit longer. Once again, if you are concerned at all about Artis Simber's predicament, you can come and rescue him. Or you can die trying. I just had Withers polish the spikes in my pit traps. Until next time, listeners, kill them all!